DeepEnglish.com.
The Earth is Flat, Active Speaking, Part A. Some things in life are self-evident. The grass is green, the sky is blue, the sea is wet, and the earth is globe-shaped. Or is it? Is the grass green, the sky blue, and the sea wet? Yes, the grass is green, the sky is blue, and the sea is wet. Are these things self-evident? Yes, these things are self-evident. What is another thing in life that is self-evident? The Earth is globe-shaped is another thing in life that is self-evident. According to an American gentleman known as Mad Mike Hughes, the Earth is flatter than a pancake. What does Mad Mike Hughes believe about the Earth? Mad Mike Hughes believes the Earth is flatter than a pancake. And Mad Mike is not alone in his outlandish belief. Since the 1800s, a group called the Flat Earth Society has denied the Earth is globe-shaped. Is Mad Mike alone in his outlandish belief? No, Mad Mike isn't alone in his outlandish belief. Since the 1800s, what group has denied the Earth is globe-shaped? Since the 1800s, a group called the Flat Earth Society has denied the Earth is globe-shaped. Today, thousands of people still believe in the Flat Earth Theory. Today, how many people still believe in the Flat Earth Theory? Today, thousands of people still believe in the Flat Earth Theory. Most of us do not need to be well-versed in physics or geography to accept the world is round like a ball. Do most of us need to be well-versed in physics or geography to accept the world is round like a ball? No, most of us do not need to be well-versed in physics or geography to accept the world is round like a ball. We know you cannot jump, skip, or hop off the edge of the world because no such place exists. Why do we know that you cannot jump, skip, or hop off the edge of the world? We know you cannot jump, skip, or hop off the edge of the world because no such place exists. Flat earthers beg to differ. They claim there is an ice wall preventing us from reaching the end of the earth. Who begs to differ? Flat earthers beg to differ. What do they claim is preventing us from reaching the end of the earth? They claim that an ice wall is preventing us from reaching the end of the earth. They've described round earth theory as Satan's greatest trick. Have they described round earth theory as God's greatest gift? No, they haven't described round earth theory as God's greatest gift. They've described round earth theory as Satan's greatest trick. Hundreds of them gather at conferences to celebrate living on a flat plane. What do hundreds of them gather at conferences to celebrate? Hundreds of them gather at conferences to celebrate living on a flat plane. They say they've always had a gut feeling that the earth is flat. To them, it's common sense. What kind of feeling do they say they've always had? They say they've always had a gut feeling that the earth is flat. Is it common sense to them? Yes, it's common sense to them. They believe the idea we're spinning through the universe on a ball is plain dumb. What idea do they believe is plain dumb? They believe the idea we're spinning through the universe on a ball is plain dumb. Mad Mike is preparing to prove the Earth is flat by launching himself into space on a homemade rocket. How is Mad Mike preparing to prove the Earth is flat? Mad Mike is preparing to prove the Earth is flat by launching himself into space on a homemade rocket. The 61-year-old plans to travel 10 miles high and return with a picture. Does the 61-year-old plan to return with a video or a picture? The 61-year-old plans to return with a picture. How high does he plan to travel? He plans to travel 10 miles high. He has spent 3 years and $20,000 preparing for his big adventure. How many years has he spent preparing for his big adventure? He has spent 3 years preparing for his big adventure. Has he spent $50,000? No, he hasn't spent $50,000. He's spent $20,000. In his homemade rocket, he plans to zoom 500 miles per hour through the skies above the Mojave Desert. How fast does he plan to zoom through the skies in his homemade rocket? He plans to zoom 500 miles per hour through the skies in his homemade rocket. Is he going to fly above the Sahara Desert? No, he's not going to fly above the Sahara Desert. He's going to fly above the Mojave Desert. Mad Mike believes that NASA is lying to us all. He explained, "I don't believe in science. I'll shut the door on the ball Earth." Who does Mad Mike believe is lying to us all? Mad Mike believes that NASA is lying to us all. Does he believe in science? No, he doesn't believe in science. What did he say he will shut the door on? He said he'll shut the door on the ball Earth. He added, "It's scary as hell, but none of us are getting out of this world alive. I'd like to do extraordinary things that no one else can do." Is it scary as hell? Yes, it's scary as hell. Are any of us getting out of this world alive? No, none of us are getting out of this world alive. What does he like to do that no one else can do? He likes to do extraordinary things that no one else can do. Outlandish and tailor-made theories can offer security and comfort in a chaotic and complex world. What can outlandish and tailor-made theories offer in a chaotic and complex world? Outlandish and tailor-made theories can offer security and comfort in a chaotic and complex world. Such theories seek to make sense of the madness. What do such theories seek to do? Such theories seek to make sense of the madness. The flat Earth theory is different. It offers no such benefits. It lifts the lid on a new kind of crazy. Is the flat Earth theory different or the same? The flat Earth theory is different. Does it offer benefits? No, it doesn't offer benefits. What does it lift the lid on? It lifts the lid on a new kind of crazy.